chametz kupsha, not by taruvas chametz. This is a going back a little bit. There was a machlekes hatanai where the nuksha is the raisa de rabbanan. That was the Mishnah Memches on the base by Seir. Seir means the Tchilas Achim was processed. That's called Chometz Nuksha. So that was a Machlekes on Meir Rabbi Yudah. In the Mishnah, it's not so clear, but the Gemara in Menachos makes it clearer. Where that Mishnah is quoted in Menachos, that was on the side of the Gemara where it is. Well, I can't find anything here. Nun Gimel, thing Menachos, Nun Gimel. The Gemara there has that it's a machlekes hatanaim. So Rabbi Natan has this chiddush. Chometz dogen gomur. So there's a dinner by yirah by matzah. There's a dinner tzosah on erev Pesach. You have a pasuk chometz tzosah on erev Pesach. What about chometz nuksha? Chometz nuksha. The tchilas hachimutz process according to the Tana that it was nisrabe from a pasuk. The chometz nuksha is also asa bePesach. Does it? Is the Torah mechadish? The Chometz Nuksha has the same din of Chometz. So the Meile has the same din of Chometz, L'chol dini Chometz. That it's also on Erev Pesach, and there's a din of Bar Yirah by Matzeh, and it's Pasul Menachos. A Mincha has to be L'siyah for Chometz. You're not allowed to make a Chometz. Maybe I should say no. It was only in this Rabbe, Chometz Nuksha, according to the Tana that's derived, it was only in this Rabbe, that you're not allowed to eat it on Pesach. You don't have a Pasuk that it should be also bare at Pesach. You don't have a pasuk that it should be by your rabbi matzah, and you don't have a pasuk that it should be also be menachos. Should be possible menachos. So Rabbi Natan holds that it wasn't this rabbi l'chol dinei chametz. It was only this rabbi to eat it on Pesach. So that's why on Daf Lamed Hem, the base, where the Gemara says may peris ein machmitzim, so there was a machlekes Rashi and Rabbi Natan. So Rashi held based on the Gemara Lamed Vav and Medal, may peris ein machmitzim means if you only mix flour with May Paris, it'll never become Chametz Dog and Gomer. But it will be Sachimetz process will occur. So the Rabbi Natan was Choshish for Rashi Shita on Pesach. He's a grandson of Rashi, Choshish for Rashi Shita on Pesach. He wouldn't eat egg matzahs on Pesach. And that's why the Ramo says that we have a Chumrah, we don't eat egg matzahs on Pesach. But on Erev Pesach, the Rabbi Natan was not Machmer, because Mikra Din he disagreed, and he held that the Pshat is not correct. Why is Erev Pesach more kal than Pesach itself? Because on Pesach he's talking about Kores, and Erev Pesach it's only a lamb. No, Chometz Nuksha is not Kores anyway. It means that Rabbi Natan holds that according to Rashi that it's Chometz Nuksha. Chometz Nuksha was never a rabbi on Erev Pesach. There is no isa to eat Chometz Nuksha on Erev Pesach. So that's what Rabbi Natan was making. On Pesach itself, he was choshish for the Rashi that it's Chometz Nuksha. The Tosa that he holds in the first Tosa that there's no Baya on Chometz Nuksha. This poses a problem though, because the Gemara Menachos on Daf Nun Gimel, according to Rabbi Yudah, that according to the Tana that Chometz is their Isa, that Yaloike, if you eat Chometz Nuksha on Pesach, who are Dinami, it's Pasul of Menachos. According to Rabbi Natan, it was never Nisrab, but Chometz Nuksha is Dinika Chometz. Only a Chiddush that it's also Lechol with Pesach, and the Shad Din and not, for Bal Yeroya not, and for Pesach not. So why is Lemenachos? Yes, a Tosis of Menachos says that kasha. So they throw their hands up and they say, according to Rabbi, it must be that there's a pasuk somewhere that Yemar by the Chometz Nuksha is also also by Menachos. But one can conceive Bali Tosis disagreeing with the Rabbi Natan and holding otherwise, holding that once you have a pasuk the Chometz Nuksha was Nisrab, Dina Kuchametz Lachol Dina Chometz, that there would be Bal Yerod Deraisa. But Tosis quotes Rabbi Natan, says not so. The first Tosis in the Masechta, Rabbi Natan holds that it was only Nisrabah for Yisra Achila, it was never Nisrabah for Bal Yeroah, Mele was never Nisrabah for Erev Pesach. And who are Dinami, if not for the fact that there probably is an additional pasuk to say that you're not allowed to use Chometz Nuksha for Menachos, I would have thought that it was never Nisrabah for Menachos either. The other day we were going through some of the dinim that apply to matzah, because matzah is referred to as lechem oni. So lechem has to be lechem. Chamesh is min adogam. It's not bole dechim, which is not called lechem. And it has to be a loaf that the Rambam says, called pashem bevorchem olav hamoitzi, is called lechem. If you're going to liquefy, if you're going to have a liquefied matzah, that's no good. That's not called lechem. The Rambam Shita is that it's only called matzah shira. It's possible it's only matzah shira if it's one of the dalad mashkim. Yain Shemen Dvash and Cholov, and according to the Rama, Meg Matzah Zakosh Alam Hadrin, but Leila Seder, so the question is, but it's Mezainas. It's mixed with May Paris, it's Mezainas. How can it be? The Rama himself says, Kol Pasha Mevorach Molav HaMoitzi. The answer is not a Kasha. Pas HaBo B'Kistan is considered a subcategory of Pas. It's Chayv and Chala. Egg Mat Cakes are Chayv and Chala. The question is what? Sometimes I'm told they're not Chayv and Chala because they're not Siruf. Because you don't have, if you made it with May Paris, and May Paris are not Mechaber. That's what we said over yesterday, the Machlek is Satanayim. And the Mishnah in Chala, and the Machlek is the early Bishanim, Machlek is the later Bishanim. Whether are you Chayv and Chala, if you mix the dough, if you didn't use Mayim, you only use May Paris, that's Machlekes. Yerushalmi explains what the Machlekes is, whether May Paris are Mitzaref or not. Could be that by definition you never have a Shir, and then some that you do have a Shir. You are Chayv and Chala, how can it be Chayv and Chala? It's only Chayv Chala if it's Lechem. The answer is it is Lechem. Pasa Babakistan is a subcategory of Lechem. How is it Pasha Mevorach Molav HaMotzi? It's Mevorach Molav HaMotzi. If you eat enough of it, then you do say HaMotzi. That's an indication that it is called Lechem. It's a subcategory of Lechem. So when you get to the Dinim Derabbanon, until they say Daim is only Derabbanon, saying HaMotzi as opposed to Bari Minim Zon, is only Derabbanon. So when you get to the Dinim Derabbanon, we say, if you're not Kaveh Asuda, so you say Mezainas and you don't have to wash. If you are Kaveh Asuda, you have to say Bichat. Then you have to wash until the Siddam, you do Sahai Moitzi. Question is that difference also. Let's say if you have cake, if you eat a ton of cake, that you have to bench Bichas Hamaz, and we assume Deraisa. Eretz Shalev Miskenes Nachal Balech Machal Tazavat Tavirachta Sashem Alakecho. So if you eat enough, you have to bench Bichas Hamaz, and if you don't eat enough, then you only say Alamichya. Why is that? But Bichas Hamaz is a din Deraisa, Medigat, or the dinim Deraisa. So Pasababikisna is a subcategory of Lechem. So why don't you always require that you should say Birchas HaMazon? Some of the answer is because if you didn't need Kidei Sviya, so the whole Berach HaChrein is only with the Rabbanon. So you're right to dealing with the Din Rabban. You're not dealing with the Din Derais. Or even if one should assume there have been a Tam Paskins that Kazayas, if you eat Kazayas bread, you're chayv to bench Matur. In Shulchan Aruch, that opinion has not been accepted. We pass in the Shulchan Aruch, like the Gemara, that only if a person ate Kidei Sviya, then he's obligated to bench Menatar. If he ate bread less than Kedei Sviya, you're only obligated to bench Menderabon. The Gemara says that Malachim ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is it fair? Is Hashem Panav Eilecha V'yaseim L'chol Shalom? Is it fair that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is noisy fun him to Bnei Yisrael, that he treats the Jewish people with favoritism? So the Ribbono Shalom says, how can I not treat them? How can I not be noisy upon him? I only required of them they should recite Birch Samaz when they eat Kedei Sviya. That's only a chumer midrabban. It's even a lower din. It's considered a chumer midrabban. It's not even a din midrabban. That's what the Rishonim say. If you eat less than Kedei Sviya, it's only midrabban. So that's the Gemara that we pass in La Halacha, that if a person ate bread and he's mesupik, if he benched, so if he ate Kedei Sviya, he's obligated to bench Menatar, so Sofik derais of the chumer. If he's not sure if he benched, he has to recite Birch Samaz again. And if he didn't eat Kedei Sviya, the whole Chiyuv to bench is only with the Rabbanon, then we say Safik Brachas Lahakel, then he doesn't have to repeat the benching. So this is all against the Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam took the Gemara in Brachas, where there's Machleg Zomei Rabbi Yudah, how do you read Pshat in the Pasuk? V'achalta, Eretz Shalob Miskenes Tachal Balechem V'achalta. So one says, Ein Achila Pchusen B'Kazayis. V'Savata means Shtia. So if you had a Kazayis, a bread, had a little drink with it, so then you mechuyif the bench menatur. The other Tana says no. The achalta would have meant kazayis a bread. Eretz shalav miskenes tachal balechem. The achalta yid a kazay would have meant achalta kazayis a bread. Now it says b'savata means you have to eat two kazayim a bread. That's a kibetza. You have to eat two kazayim a bread. So that's machlek zamei rabbi Yudah had a ripshat. So the posh pshat in the Gemara that it's a machlek is satanoin on the level of the rice. How much bread do you have to eat in order to be chayv to bench menatura? So Rav Meir, one Tana holds kezayis bread with a drink, and one Tana holds two kezayisim bread. Rachalta would have meant kezayis, now that it says v'savata, means two kezayisim, which is a kebetza. So Tosfos says that the whole Gemara is only an asmachta, and the Rabban, the whole thing is an asmachta. No one really meant that it's derais. Rabbi Natan took it that it's a machlekes satanayim. That Gemara that says How can I not be, the Rebbeinu Shalom responds to the Malachi Hashem, how can I not be nice upon to the Jewish people? I told them, Yachalta v'savata, Hei medakti kamalatzma, Fila kezayis, Fila kebeitza, that Gemara holds that kezayis is only Rabbanan. And this Gemara holds that kezayis is deraisa. The Gemara quotes the Tanoim Adarshining, the Pasuk, Avil Droshi Gemur deraisa. And had the Rabbeinu Tam note to Paskin like that Gemara, that kezayis is deraisa against the other Gemara, that is only Rabbanan? Because there's a third Gemara. The Gemara tells a story about Yane HaMelech. Yane HaMelech was crazy. He killed all the Tanaim, the Gemara Sanhedrin, and Sekhmer killed all. He's Orthodox, but he was crazy. So he had a party. One of his victory parties. He was very victorious in battle all the time. Had a big party, and no one knew how to bench Birchus HaMazon. So Mrs. Yane HaMelech, Yane's wife, was Shlom Tzion HaMalka. She was... What can she do? She was the sister of Shimon and Sheta. Her brother was the chief rabbi. So Yana HaMelech asked his wife, can you please get your brother to bench for us? So she said, you're going to kill him like you killed all the other Tanaim. So he promised he's not going to kill him. He's not going to kill him. So they called Shimon and Sheta to bench because they didn't know how to bench. He was Orthodox. Yana was Orthodox. He was crazy, but he was Orthodox. So he needed someone to bench for him. So Shimon and Sheta comes, he gives him a cup of wine. He says, start benching. So Shimon Shetan is also a wise guy. So he says, burp yagof, and then he drinks the cup of wine. He says, give me another cup of wine. So he says, I didn't invite you to drink. I asked you just to bench. So he says, well, I can't bench if I don't eat anything. But am I going to say, baruch she'achlu yana v'chaveirav? I have to say, baruch she'achal m'sholoi. So I have to drink a cup of wine to be able, shti b'chlal achila, I have to be able to say, baruch she'achal m'sholoi. So the Gemara says, Shimon ben Shetach do'avad, his practice, that was lagar mihudi avad, that was personal shita, and we don't paskal like that. If you drink a cup of wine, that's not enough to enable you to bench and to be mitzi the others to say, Baruch Shachana Mishaloi. You have to eat kezayis doga. If you eat a kezayis of bread, and then you have to bench, then you can be mitzi the others with bench. That's the maskana sagamar. Shimon ben Shetach do'avad lagar mihudi avad, that was his own personal shita. And the Gemara says, we don't paskin like that. But if he would have eaten a kezayis, it would have been good. So Rashi quotes the kasha from the halachas gedolos, but if you eat a kezayis of bread, you only mechuyif the bench mid the rabbanon. And the others probably ate kedei sviya. Yare HaMelech ate a whole victory party. They ate a whole delicious meal. So how can one who is only mechuyif mid the rabbanon, he only ate kezayis, how can he mechuyif the others? B'sheini mechuyif b'dabar, ein emotia sarabim midei chayvos. That's the Bahag's kasha. So the different terutzim on the kasha. So in the Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Rabbeinu Tam Shita, in Tosfos we don't have this. But in the Sefer Yosher, Rabbeinu Tam says, no, we paskin kezayis as deraisa. There was a steer between the two Gemaras. So the Tosfos Shita in a few places is the whole Gemara, v'chalta v'savata, kezayis, kebeitz, and shtia. The whole thing is all asmachta mid the Rabbanon. Menator, you have to eat kedei sviya. There never was a machloikis. Rabbeinu Tam says, no, there was a machloikis, and we paskin like the awkward Shita. That kezayis is there, I say. You don't need kedei sviya. Because the Gemara says if you would have eaten kezayis, you would have been able to bench b'samos and to be moitz of the others. So you see, it's called b'chuy b'dom. So that's the Rabbeinu Tam Shita, yeah. How do we get involved in this? I forgot already. How do we come to speak about the Rabbeinu Tam?
Pasa Baba Kisnan,
yes. Okay. That is called. It's called lechem. It's called... So according to the Rabbeinu Tam, that if you eat a kezayis of bread, even though you didn't have kedeis for your mechuyif the bench menatorah, so that's a question. Pasa bo bikisnin menatorah is really lechem. It's a subcategory of lechem. And you have a pasuk in the Chumash Vecha. Eretz ha-shalev miskenes tachal ba lechem echalta v'savata v'rachta. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, fine, you don't have to wash until it's yadayim if you have a slice of cake the size of a kezayis. You don't have to say hamoitzi, you can say bari minim zaynis. But according to Rabbeinu Tam, kezayis on bread is deraisa, so why don't you have to bench birchus hamazon, the regular birchus hamazon, after having a slice of cake the size of a kezayis? If it's really lechem, for all intents and purposes, pasa bobi kisten cake is a subcategory of lechem. All the minigay to the din of the Rabbanon, we say, if you're not kevei asuda, you say mezoinis, you don't have to wash until it's not. So apparently, according to Rabbeinu Tam, behechreach, you have to say that... Minatora, if you say alamichya after having bread, you're also yotze minatora. The Gemara learns that from the Pesukim, v'chalta v'savata v'erachta shosham alkel, horetz ha-toyv ha-shen osan loch. So, v'chalta v'savata v'erachta, you have to say the first bracha, azan asakol. We praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu that He gave us food. Al Ha'aretz, you have to praise, thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu that He gave us Eretz Yisrael. That's the second bracha, Noda Lecha, Al Ha'aretz, and you say Al Ha'aretz Wal Hamazon. Then Al Ha'aretz HaToiva, so HaToiva refers to Yerushalayim. Ha'or HaToiva HaZeva HaLvonon. So HaToiva is a reference to Yerushalayim, and there are two aspects to Yerushalayim. So originally David HaMelech established, first David HaMelech was the king in Hebron for 7 years. Then he was in Yerushalayim 33 years. So when he established Yerushalayim as the capital, so he composed the third bracha. We thank the Rabbanu Shalom for giving us Yerushalayim as the capital of Eretz Yisrael. Al Pidin, Yerushalayim is supposed to be the capital, not supposed to be Hebron, supposed to be Yerushalayim. Then when Shlomo HaMelech built the first place HaMikdash, he added on to the third bracha. We thank you for giving us Yerushalayim as the Mokam HaMikdash. So today could well be the third bracha is only with the Rabbanon, because we say Rachim no, have Rachmanus on Yerushalayim and the capital. Have Rachmanus on Malchus Beis David Mishrichecha. Have Rachmanus on the Beis HaMikdash. The mitzvah in HaTorah is to say thank you. To say thank you. After David HaMelech established Yerushalayim as the capital, he said thank you for giving us Yerushalayim as the capital. After Shlomo HaMelech established the Beis HaMikdash, he said thank you for giving us the Beis HaMikdash. Could be that Bizban is there. Rachim is on. So that's So the Gemara learns out from the Pesukim that that's Birchas HaMazon D'Oraisa. You have to thank the Ribbono Shel Olam for giving us the bread, for food, for giving us Eretz Yisrael, and for giving us Yerushalayim, with the two aspects of Yerushalayim. So the question is, do these have, min HaTorah, they have to be three separate brachas? Azanas HaKol, thank you for the food, Noda Lecha, thank you for Eretz Yisrael. And then the third bracha has to be, thank you for giving us the two aspects of Yerushalayim. Or do you say, you can be Yotze min HaTorah, if you say everything in one bracha? We thank you for giving us the food, Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim, the capital, Beis HaMikdash, thank you very much. Are you Yotze min HaTorah if you say everything in one bracha? So that's a machlokes of Rishonim. There's a tesis, a little tesis in brachas. Tesis assumes that min HaTorah you have to say three separate brachas. Since I learned that from three different words in the pasuk, V'rachta Hashem Elokecha al Ha'aretz HaToiva. So V'rachta goes, thank you for the food, al Ha'aretz, thank you for the country, for Eretz Yisrael. HaToiva, thank you for Yerushalayim. So tesis assumes you have to say min HaTorah three different brachas. Because tesis is bothered with Akasha, the Gemara says the Poyalim, a worker who works on someone else, is mechuyev to put in a full day's work. He's not supposed to talk on the phone all day long, not supposed to have coffee breaks all day long. He's supposed to put in a full day's work from Alois HaShachar till Tzeis HaKadosh. And the winter time is not so long, the summertime. It's a whole long day. So the Gemara says, in order that the worker shouldn't cheat the balabas, so they don't have Chazaras HaShatz. When they daven, they don't have Chazaras HaShatz. And when they bench, they say the first bracha, and they abridge, they combine the second and the third brachas together. The fourth bracha, Teva Meitav, is only the Rabban, and that they leave out completely in order not to cheat the balabas. They should give a full day's work into the balabas. So Taisus is bothered with Akasha. How can a Chachamim permit the Poyalim, who are employed, if he's self-employed, so you got to say the whole benching, but all the Harachmans also. And if today it's self-understood that people have coffee breaks and they talk on the phone to their spouses and there's so much Bittelsman, so it's understood you got a bench, got to make Chazaras HaShatz, got to say the whole benching also. But Bizman HaTanaim, they had such a practice, they mekatzer everything. So Tosfos says, how are they Yotze Birchas HaMazon D'Oraisa? Don't you have to say three different brachas? So Tosfos answers, Yesh Koach B'Yad Chachamim V'Akadav Min HaTorah B'Shei V'Al Ta'aseh. Well, just like they were concerned that if Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, someone's going to forget and carry the shofar, so they said, we relieve you, no one, we prohibit you, we relieve you from blowing shofar, we prohibit everybody from blowing shofar, shouldn't come the day Chilul Shabbos. Here also, it's so important that the workers should put in a full day work, they shouldn't cheat the balabas, so we relieve you from benching the bench in Bidder Isa. Yesh koach b'yad chacham, l'akadom min HaTorah b'shei v'al tas. So there, Rabbi Kivegra on the bottom of the page tells you, look in the Rashba, gives a different answer to the Kash. The Rashba says that min HaTorah you have to say all the three things. Thank you for the food, for Eretz Yisrael, and for Yerushalayim, but you don't have to say them in three distinct brachas. Min HaTorah you can be Yotze if you say all three things in one bracha. So that perhaps, that's a question. According to Rabbi Natan, maybe he has to hold like that Rashba, that min HaTorah you Yotze Birchas HaMazon. If you say everything in one bracha, otherwise, according to Rabbeinu Tam, cake is pasal b'kistin, it's a subcategory of lechem. So it's eretz shaloi b'miskenes tachal b'lechem. And kazayis is deraisa. So why don't you have to say the whole birchas hamazon? What they said, yesh kach v'archachamim. Why? Why did they? Why would they make all that yisrael alamichya? So Mestama, he holds that min haTorah you're always yotze with alamichya. If you eat bread, you're also yotze with alamichya. It's only midrabbanan that you have to say birchas hamazon with three distinct brachas.
This that teretz is what applies nowadays as well, when it's self understood that people are on the phone and people are so then. Do we say an office manager have a
chazaras
shas or no?
Yeah, today they give you permission. There's some people even learn daf yomi on the job. That's mamash ganeva. Instead of doing the work, that if they give them an hour for lunch, they learn your daf yomi. Bring your hour for lunch, but they take an hour for lunch, and then they take an hour for the daf yomi, then they take an hour to talk on the telephone. That's not right. But yeah, but in Shulchan Aruch it says that today it's assumed that the balabatim are not so makpid. And then they should make a chazara sashatz. Correct. Yeah.
Why is it called a sheva passing? Like, I understand by Rosh Hashanah, so we're not bringing the sheva b'chal, so that's like clearly sheva passing. Why is combining brachas?
I don't recite Birchas Hamazon. I fail to recite Birchas Hamazon. It's called sheva tas. If you do an avera, that's called kumbi asay. If you eat tevel, the example of the Gemara is that yeshkach v'achacham laka b'kumbi asay. Do we have authority to permit a married woman to remarry without a get? The answer is no. Do we have authority to permit a person to eat tevel? Min haTorah it's tevel, midrabbanan we say the hafrosh is chal. So ein kach laka b'kum v'yasei. So laka b'kum v'yasei means to permit people to violate averis. And laka b'shev v'atas means to permit people to fail to fulfill mitzvahs. So the person eats a whole meal, then he doesn't recite birchas hamazon. That's called akira b'shev v'atas.
So here maybe there's a mitzvah to sell three brachas. At least
right.
There's a mitzvah
to recite the brachas, and if you don't say the brachas, you're violating the mitzvah of the Torah, by not doing the mitzvah. Yeah. And ein kach laka b'kumbiyasei, the maskon of the Bavli in the Yivam is that Petes Dav Tzadik is Enkach B'Archacham Laka B'Kum V'Yasei. They don't have authority to permit us to violate Averis, but not to fulfill mitzvahs. Yesh Kavach Laka, but they have to have a tzorach. How great a tzorach is there over there? That's the question. Tesis says that the workers should be conscientious. So it's so important that they allow the workers never to yotze birchas hamazon deraisa. Very strange answer.
Does that come from that base in Africa?
What?
That koyach of the chacham, it comes from after Beis Nefer. Where did the chacham get that koyach?
No, that's a very good question. What's the whole premise of the Gemara? And Yivam goes the whole sugya, pei zayin, pei ches, pei tes, keeps on going. How far did the chacham have authority in Akiras Davim and HaTorah? Is it only b'shei v'altasa? Is it even b'kum yaseh? Who gave him authority even to do b'shei v'altasa? How did they know they have the right to be oiker at Kiyah Shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos? Where does all of this come from? So that's Rabbi Chana Basman has a whole essay that's called Divrei Soifrim, Kuntra's Divrei Soifrim. So he suggests maybe this is the answer to the Ramban's Kasha. The Ramban in the Sefer Mitzvahs was the first one who, in writing, who raised this issue, and you have a whole literature on the topic, that Rashi in his commentary on Chumash quotes on the Sifre, on the Pasuk, Mosasa Mikol Adavash Yagid Lacha Yom in small. That you have to listen to their Rabbanim even if they're making a mistake. I feel like Yimin Shu's small while small Shu Yimin. And the opening Mishnah in Hurri says, not so. If someone knows that Bezin made a mistake, you're not allowed to listen to the Bezin. Isn't that a glaring contradiction between the Mishnah and the Sifrei and the Pasuk Yomin is small? So the Ramban has an answer, and others, if you look at the Lamed Lahoyel, Lamed Lahoyel is three volumes of Shad Shu's Rab David Zvi Hoffman. He was in Hildesheim Seminary. And in the third chelik, usually now they print all the three chalokim together in one small little sefer. So in the third chelik, he collects all of the svarim who talk about this topic. First is the Ramban and Sefer HaMitzvahs, and after him a lot. So Rabbi Chana Basman gives the following answer, that when the pasuk says, Afilo Yimin Shu Smol Val Smol Shu Yimin, it does mean Beznan's making a mistake. Beznan says, it says in the Chumash, you have to blow shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, self-understood, and with the power vested in us by the Torah, we tell you don't listen to the Chumash. When the Bezin makes a mistake, you never listen to the Bezin. When they're telling him, I mean, she's small, but small shim, and the Torah says, go one way. And we tell you, don't listen to the Torah. Listen to us, because we have a reason why we don't want you to follow the din of Torah. That's called Aliminshu Smavah Smolshim. So Rabbi Chanan Asma thinks that that must be the basis of the whole, that's the premise of the whole sugi in Yevamos. How did the Gemara know that Yesh Koach Beyad Chachamim Lakor Bichlal? Yesh Koach Beyad Chachamim to make a Gzera de Rabbanon, that's based, the Gemara in Yevamos Dav Chafalim says, that's based on the Pasuk, the concluding Pasuk in Parsha Sachrei Mos, this week's Sedra, that says, Vashmatem is Mishmarti, etc. So the Gemara understands the pasuk in Mishmatem is Mishmati. Asum Mishmeres leMishmati. Ases Yog laTorah. That's the first Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Heimar Mishlosha Dvarim. Ad Sheknes Hagdol. One of them was Ases Yog laTorah. And the Baisheni, they made all of these Ruba the Ruba of the Gzeres were introduced in the Baisheni. We have very little from the Bais Rishon Tkufa. Baisheni is from Ad Sheknes Hagdol. They made all these Gzeres. So we know that the Chachamim were authorized by the Torah to make a siyog la Torah, but how do we know that they even have a right to make a siyog bakiras dov min haTorah? They have a right to tell us not to be yotzei tkiyah shofar, not to put on tzitzis on a beged shel pishton, and that the gersh and his gar ber pesach shouldn't bring a korban pesach. How do you know? Rabbi Chanan says it must be based on this pasuk. Al yamin shu small val small shu yamin. When the bezin makes a mistake, you never listen to it. If you know that they make a mistake, you never listen to the bezin. But over here, they're not making a mistake. They tell you, laka dov min haTorah. And the Gemara has machlokes. Does it even go to the extent of kumbi asei? So we part the Babli says no. Babli says, but kumbi asei not.
So if it sounds wondering, it's possible to get into the really lesson. So now come, let's say, according to their, maybe the Tam, that, you know, here you'll just do all the mifta, and let's say, according to the other Shita, also, like, why wouldn't they still say, you know, bench the whole benching?
Apparently, Rabbi Natan was told that the whole benching is only midi rabbanon, that you have to say three different brochas. Ben HaTorah, like the Rashba writes, you can include all the three themes in one brocha, the theme of food and Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim and Beis HaMikdash and Malchus Beis David. Everything can be included in one brocha. So in Ala Michya, that's what we do. We include all the themes in one brocha.
Why would he say not to
I don't know. They made a, with respect to Dinam Derabbanan, they made a difference that this you need until it's your dime, and this you say Hamotzi Lach Meras, and this you say Birchas Hamos. And if it's only cake, if it doesn't have a Tzuris HaPas to eat Kavua, it's a Nash, like cake, so then you only say Bari Minimizonis. You don't need until it's your dime. You don't need the long form of Birchas Hamos, and the short form is good enough. But again, to dinam derabbanan, they distinguish. But again, to dinam deraisa, it's lechem. It's a subcategory of lechem, a real din of lechem. So it's not a kasha on the Rambam. The Rambam writes, for matzi, lechem shemavachem olav ha-moitzi, because it's called lechem oni, so it has to be lechem. So how can it be? The Rambam holds that the egg matzis is good for leila seda. So it's not pasha mavachem olav ha-moitzi. So I think the Minchas Chinuch answers because on Pesach night, even the Svardim, say hamoitzi hamatzah because they're kaveh sudah. So since a kaveh sudah becomes hamoitzi, so Rav Soloveitchik said you don't have to give such an answer. The answer is pashut. Since theoretically, if you would be kaveh sudah, you would say hamoitzi lach menorot on egg matzah. That shows that egg matzah is lechem. It's a subcategory of lechem. It's what we call pasal babikisna. It is lechem shemivarchem olav hamoitzi. You don't have to give the minchas chinuch stars because tonight you kaveh sudah. So therefore, it becomes hamoitzi. It doesn't even have to become hamoitzi. It's called pasul. It's called lechem shemavachem olav ha-moitzi. Yeah, the other day we were talking about all the various drushes on the phrase lechem oni. So it has to be lechem, okay. And then it has to be lechem oni. So what does oni teach you? So we said matzah shira is not accepted. So we said what's called matzah shira? So we gave different examples. Either according to most Rishonim, if you matzah sheni losha b'mei peiros, according to the Rambam, only these four mashkim, yayin, shem, and dvash, and cholov. We gave a whole avnei nezer, gave a whole explanation why. That's one kind of matzah shir. Then you have cholut, knedel, if it's cooked, if the matzah was cooked, that's no good, that's called shisha. If it's gluska gedoyla, Rashi says, if it's too big, then it's also a lack of matzah shir. What do you say, how many kibetzim? A lot, gigantic. It'll be a gigantic, be a very big. We never have that. So the Ramon Shulchan Aruch has a chumash. Shouldn't be too thick. It should be more than an etzba thick. None of the matzahs are more than an etz, but the Sfaradish matzah, Ashkenazi, they're all much less. So that's, all of these are details within the din of matzah ashir. What else is learned out from lechem oni? So we said lechem shanim olav dvarim harbe. Then there was a Tana Rabbi Yisaglidi came up with an einfal, which is not accepted, that lechem mishen echa ba'aninus, even though it's spelled lechem oni, ayin, nun yud, with an ayin, he darshens it as if the way we read it, lechem oni, as if it were written with an aleph, and mishen echa ba'aninus to the exclusion of ma'aseh sheni. Ma'aseh sheni says in the pasuk, lo yachal tibiyoni mimeni, you're not allowed to eat ma'aseh sheni in the state of aninus, so that's why you cannot be yotzei with matzah shel ma'aseh sheni, according to Rabbi Yisaglidi. And Rabbi Akiva disagrees. So that's where we left off over there. What else is learned out from lechem oni? So Gemara has another two drushes. Badarke shel oni beprusa afkam beprusa. We have the pasuk in Yeshaya where the Novi Yeshaya encourages the people, alafros l'rayv lachmecha. The wealthy people should share their bread with the poor people. The wealthy people have a gigantic challah. So break off a piece of challah, give it to the poor man. If you can afford, give him a whole loaf, okay? But if you can't afford, you're not that rich. So the first lawyer of Lachmecha, break off. So Madaka Shalani Beprusa, the wealthy people give them the Shirayim. They give the leftovers. They're not going to give a full Shlema. The wealthy people have a Shlema. Give the poor people the leftovers, give them a Prusa. So Pesach night, you should also have a Prusa. You should be Yotze, the Mitzvah Matzah, with a Prusa. So the Rishonim Prusa. So the Rishonim raised a question, what's the story with the, on Shabbos and Yom Tov, we always required Lecha Mishnah? Seichel Amon, that the man neither fell down on Shabbos nor fell down on Yom Tov. That's the first daf of Masechus Beit, that base on the base, that Tosfos shows from the Gemara Beferish. Even though the Chumash speaks only about the man not falling down on Shabbos, but from the Gemara it's clear that the man didn't fall down neither on Shabbos nor on Yom Tov. So we make a Seichel Amon, we have Lechem Mishnah. How come we only make a Seichel Amon on Shabbos to have Shalosh Sudas? Three sudas is also zeichel aman. Yichlu hayom, geshabbos hayom, lashem hayom, loisim tzu'u basode. So the Gemara says in the Kol Kisvei that the word hayom appears three times. Apparently, they divided up the man into three portions, and they ate one portion leil Shabbos, two portions b'yom haShabbos. They had three sudas. So why don't we have lech mishnah? Why don't we have shalosh sudas on Yom Tov also? Is a good question. The Rambam does have shalosh sudas on Yom Tov. But the Bir Agro points out there's a Beferish Yerushalmi and the Maaseh Sheni against the Rambam, that you only have Shalosh Sudas on Shabbos, not on Yom Tov. So that's our practice. You don't have Shalosh Sudas on Yom Tov. So that's a good question. How come you do make a Zechel Aman on Yom Tov that you have Lecha Mishnah? You don't make the Zechel Aman of Svi Sudas. An interesting question. Okay. So the Maaseh, how do we have Lecha Mishnah? You have two Shlemas. So, but on Pesach night it says you have to have a Prusa. So how does this blend in with the din of the two Shlemas? So Tosfos on Kuf Tezayin and Aleph has two opinions. So one opinion is like the Rif and the Rambam, that's exactly what the din, but Dr. Shalani Beprusa tells you that on Pesach night you should not have two Shlemas. You should start off with two Shlemas, then you do, you break one of the Shlemas and you only have one Shlema and one Prusa. That's how you fulfill the din of Madaka Shalani Beprusa, Lechemoni. And the common practice is like the other opinion in Tosfos, that no, you have three matzahs. You break one matzah, so you have a Prusa, Madaka Shalani Beprusa, then you have two Shlemas. That's on the assumption that these are two separate mitzvahs. One mitzvah of Sudas Yantiv, and one mitzvah to eat matzah. So that's what in Shulchan Aruch they quote from the Rosh, like that you should eat two kazesim. When you say, you should eat one kazais from the shleima, one kazais from the prusa. Kazais from the shleima to fulfill the mitzvah of Sudas Yontav, like every Shabbos in Yontav. Then another kazais from the prusa in order to fulfill the mitzvah of achilas matzah. The other Rishonim would hold it's one and the same mitzvah. On Pesach night, the mitzvah of Sudas Yontav should be fulfilled by having a prusa. You don't need three matzahs. Madak shalani beprusa, you have more than the yashir. You have 2.5 matzahs. 2.5 matzahs more than the Osher has. You want to show Madak Shalom Mepusa, so you bedavka have 1.5 matzahs, not to have 2.5 matzahs. So that's the machlokes. The Mishnah Bura, the Ber Aloche, is surprised why the Shulchan Aruch paskin that you need two kezaisim. He says his impression was that Rov HaRishonim hold that one kezais is enough. That's really the shayla, where they need 2.5 matzahs or 1.5 matzahs. Are they the same mitzvah? Sudas Yontif and Achilas Matzah are the same mitzvah. They're two unrelated mitzvahs, two distinct mitzvahs. Two distinct mitzvahs, then you need two shleimus for the Sudas Yontif. You need a prusa for the mitzvah of matzah, and you need two different kizais. So that's the story of Melechamoni, about Dr. Shalani Beprusa. Then the Gemara has another drasha on Kufta Zayna Med Aleph. But Dr. Shalani, who masik the Ishto Ofa? You see, they're so rich. So if a woman is baking, so she turns on the fire in the oven and she wastes a lot of gas and she uses a lot of energy. We waste a lot of money. The poor man can't afford to waste so much money. So the poor man, his wife tells him when she wants to start baking. So he lights the fire in the oven and she puts in the bread. She puts in the raw dough right away that it should bake, in order that they shouldn't have any waste of energy or any waste of fuel over here, not to waste any fuel. So just like the poor man who masik the ishtawo, for the husband makes the fire when the wife is ready to bake, so too the matzah should be who masik the ishtawo. What does that mean? So the Rishonim have two pshatim. How does it apply to matzah? But some say you should not be shoher. You shouldn't knead the dough and let it sit over here and then make the fire and then take the dough to put it in the oven. You should take the dough right after they finish the lisha, you should put it into the oven right away. Even though if it's less than shear mil, and the shear mil we said yesterday is 22.5 minutes, even though it's less than the shear mil, so the Gemara said, mamish, nothing to discuss. It's not going to be boiled the achimitz. Even after 22.5 minutes, it takes hours and hours. It takes a long time till you're going to have tchilas achimitz. You're going to have machimis. It does become chametz right away. So nonetheless, you should hasten the process as much as possible. You should be medactic to do it as quickly as possible. In the Shulchan Aruch it says that after you do the lisha, you should be mimahir miyad to put it into the oven. So the Chazon Ish says, what does he mean mimahir miyad? So he says up until 18 minutes. You don't have to run right away. You got plenty of time. You don't have to worry. How does he know that's so? See, some of the mafarshim on Shulchan Aruch say because you were kneading the dough with your hands years ago. They knead it with the hands, so the body temperature is very high, 98 degrees. So you make the dough warm. So since just like you're not allowed to use poshrim, just like you're not allowed to knead the dough in a room where the oven is the heat of the oven is coming into the room. So your hand, as the body temperature is going, you're putting the heat of the body temperature into the dough, so you should be, it's going to be memayla hachmitz, it'll become chametz faster. So that's why the Shulchan Aruch says you should do it right away. So the Chazon Ish says, you don't have to do that, because we have a tshuva of Rashba. Rashba writes in the tshuva, he remembers what he learned by the Ramban. So the bakery was on the corner, down the block from the Ramban's home. They said they needed the dough in the Beis Hoshel Ramban. Then they walked out in the street. They walked down the block, and the sun was shining in Chodesh Nissan. And they didn't run. They walked down the block, and they put it into the oven, and they baked it. So you see that they weren't concerned. They didn't run. They didn't rush. When we visited Spain, so our tour guide, we asked the tour guide, where's the Ramban's home? So he said, he doesn't think it's intact. So we looked around in the city, Girona. So there's a sign, this is the home where the rabbi always used to live. Then we wanted to know, where's the bakery? Because Rabbi Chevel, who put out, he did so much work on the Ramban, so he put out a biography of the Ramban. So he writes that before he printed the biography, he went to visit Girona to see, and he says the bakery is still down the block, and the rabbi's home is on the other end of the block. So when we went, we couldn't find the bakery. We just found the rabbi's home. Okay, that's still there. So the Chazon Ish was Mekalan, and he says it doesn't have to be miyad miyad. But some Rishonim say that's what it means. Madarka shalani hu masik v'ishta ofa, even though in Hilchas Chametz you really have up until Shir Mil, there's mamish no chashash, but still you should hasten as quickly as possible. And other Rishonim learned that it means something else, that here there's a special mitzvah, a mitzvah bo yosem b'shlucha. The poor man can't afford to waste any energy. So when the wife is baking all year long, when the wife is baking bread, he does the hasakas hatanur immediately before the wife needs it, and then they go and they bake it. So on Pesach also, when you're baking your matzahs, we say mitzvah boy Yosem b'shluch. Now, mitzvah by Yosem b'shluch usually applies to a mitzvah. Let's say bedikas chametz. A bedikas chametz is a mitzvah, or let's say bris milah. The father of the baby knows how to do a bris. He shouldn't be mechabit a moil to do the bris. He should do it himself. Mitzvah by Yosem b'shluch. Whenever there's a mitzvah that you can do yourself, so it's preferable you should do it. You shouldn't ask someone else to do it for you. How do we do, let's say, all the people have children, there's a mitzvah, so we send our children to school, so how are we, it's a mitzvah, so the Marach Arzarua has a tshuva, that's the son of the Arzarua, so he has a tshuva, but he writes, when the children come home, so the parents do a little homework with the children, they learn a little bit with the children, mitzvah, doesn't mean you have to do the whole mitzvah from the beginning to the end. If you had, let's say you have a house with 16 rooms, and you do b'dikas chametz on one room, that's mitzvah by Yosef Mishluch. You have to do all the 16 rooms. You tell other people, please do the other rooms. Mitzvah by Yosef Mishluch is fulfilled if you do part of the mitzvah yourself. You don't have to do a whole mitzvah from the beginning to the end. Let's say it's a mitzvah, I should put up the mezuzahs. If I put up mitzvah by Yosef Mishluch, if I ask someone else to put it up, I'll also be outside the mitzvah of putting up the mezuzahs. But it's preferable, I should put up some of the mezuzahs. I don't have to put up all the mezuzahs. I should put up some of the mezuzahs myself. So some say over here, mitzvah lo yosef mishlucha goes on the mitzvah, yeah. When you put up the mezuzah, then you yotze the mitzvah right away. When you bake the matzah, you still didn't do the mitzvah. That's only a heksha mitzvah. So the mitzvah lo yosef mishlucha usually does not apply to heksha mitzvah. Let's say, would you say mitzvah lo yosef mishlucha to harvest the tvua from the ground? You should cut the tvua yourself. You should grind it yourself. The pashtus says that not. Pashtus is that not, but the baking, that's the chiddush. Who masig ishto ofer? We apply mitzvah bo yosef mishluchoi to the baking of the matzahs, even though it's only a heksha mitzvah, it's not the mitzvah itself. So the Netziv has a fantastic essay in his sefer on the shiltas, which he wrote as a teenager. So he has a whole fantastic chiddush that a heksha mitzvah hakasa b'toira has the status of a semi mitzvah. But again, to some dinim, we treat it like a mitzvah. So he has Asiyas HaSukkah, that's his most famous word. Asiyas HaSukkah, you construct the sukkah, you're not yotze until you sit in the sukkah on Yom Tov. But since the construction of the sukkah is alluded to in the Chumash, and there are details how you have to do it, according to Beishama, you have to construct the sukkah l'shma, you have to put the schacha on l'shma, we don't pass like that, but still is a din, you need asiyah, tasav lemen asui. If it's been asiyah, it's no good. So since you need an asiyah, and the Chumash speaks about it, and for matzah for sure, you need asiyah l'shma. By matzah, you need asiyah l'shma. So whenever there's a heksha mitzvah, hakos v'atorah, or let's say, ksivas mezuzah, or kshiras atzitzis. Kshiras atzitzis, so many Rishonim hold you need lishma, and the Gemara has a din of tasav lemen o'asei, by kshiras chutei atzitzis on the beggar. So if a person knows how to tie tzitzis and he has a choice, he can either go to the talis with the tzitzis tied on already, or he can buy a talis without tzitzis, buy the tzitzis separately, tie it on himself. So the Netziv says it's preferable to buy the chutim separately and the talis separately and tie it on yourself, because we should apply mitzvah bal yosef b'shluchai to asiyas atzitzis, because that's a heksha mitzvah. Akosam atar, it says in the Chumash about tying the tzitzis. Same thing, if a person knows how to write a mezuzah, so it's preferable he should buy a bottle of ink with a pen, and he should buy a cloth, he should write his own mezuzah. He shouldn't buy a ready-made mezuzah. If he has no choice, if he has no time, okay. But if he has time, we should say mitzvah bo yosef b'shluch, even though it's only a heksha mitzvah, because this is a heksha mitzvah, kasa b'tar. So these are the two interpretations that the Rishonim have. You look in the Rosh and other Rishonim about ma oni, hu masik v'ishto ofo, what's the application to the matzah? So it doesn't mean you should do it b'mehiris, even though it's going to be way less than a shear mill. And there's no chashash chimit, still, you should be mahadah to do it quicker. And the Chazon Ish says we don't bother for that because the Rashba b'beisel shel Ramban, they didn't do like that. Ma'aseh Rav. So the other pshat is Masiv Yishto Ofer. Here is an inyan a mitzvah bo Yosef b'shluch. Even though it's not the mitzvah itself, it's only the heksha mitzvah, but it's a heksha mitzvah kasa b'Torah. So therefore, we apply mitzvah bo Yosef b'shluch.
Does hidden mitzvah win over mitzvah bo Yosef b'shluch? Like if I can do, I can write this, if I can tie the tzitzis myself, but it won't look as nice.
This itself is also a heder. Mitzvah Yosef Mishluch is a heder, but the other heder is a nicer heder. That's a good question. Which heder takes precedence? probably that it should look nice. I would assume probably that it should look nice is more important than this either. Mitzvah bo yes, mishlum. It's a good shaila, yeah.
This dinner miyad that some of the place can hold up, is that where we get the midig in our bakeries that we start 18 minutes from when the water touches the kemach? I think that's what I do.
18 minutes, because they assume 18 minutes is the sheer milk. So that's mistake number one. It's not 18 minutes, 22 and a half minutes. That's what Leah Levy pointed out. And then you want to make sure that if the flour sits with the water for less than 18 minutes without asaskas, then there's no shiloh. So you want to make sure after 18 minutes, you have to start thinking maybe it's going to become chum. Not going to become chum after 18 minutes. It's going to take a long, long time. If you don't throw in Fleischmann's yeast, it'll take a few hours for the Tchilas HaChimutz process. For the Gemara HaChimutz, take forever. It takes a long time. We bake Chalas, my wife bakes Chalas, her own Chalas, because she throws in yeast. So that's why it only takes a half a day. If you wouldn't put in yeast, it would take a whole day long for the dough to rise.
We mentioned before that according to our practice, like the second day on toast was that two Shlemos and Prusa, you need two Kazayas. That means you need a Kazayas of the Prusa?
Need a kazaisa of the prusa, yeah, and a kazaisa of the shlema, yeah.
So what if it's impossible for everybody?
You have a lot of people.
Yeah,
so when it comes to hamotzi, you should give some of the people, let's say you have couples, you have different people, so give every other person, give him his own three matzahs. You have a lot of broken matzahs, that for sure, so that let him find two shlemas and one prusa, and take a whole bunch of prusas, put them in, and then give himself, his wife, his children, whatever. Give them kazais from the prus and kazais from the shlema. Yeah, everybody should have his own. Or, a lot of times what I do is I have more than 3 matzahs. I take 4 shlemas on the bottom, 4 shlemas on the top, and I have 10 pruses in the middle, and I have a lot of shlemas and a lot of pruses. I have to keep track. I try to give everybody kazais from the prus and kazais from the shlema. Okay.
It's not sufficient to just have a small piece from the shlema, a small piece from the prusa, and then be mashed on the kazaisim with other matzos?
The idea certainly is, right, but I think the lachatchila is that you should have kazais from the prusa and the kazais from the shlema. I think so. Yeah, is it really enough? Is it enough with kazais for the mitzvah of Sudas Yontav? So that's a big machloikis. There are 3 different opinions. One opinion is how much challah they have to eat on Friday night, on Yontif, in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Surah Shabbos, Surah Yontif. So some say kazayis, that's what we usually assume. Others say kibbeitza, others say yoysemi kibbeitza. Where they get kibbeitza, yoysemi kibbeitza? Because the Gemara says in Sukkah, around Avchav Zayin or so, that there's a Mishnah, you're permitted to eat bread, chutz l'sukkah l'saroi. You're not allowed to sleep, chutz l'sukkah achilus shina saroi. But to eat is only achilas keva needs, and sukkah achilas aroi, you're permitted to eat chutz l'sukkah. So the Gemara says, how much is called achilas aroi? So the Gemara has different opinions. So the maskana, 2 different opinions. So the maskana is, you're allowed to eat a kebetza of bread, chutz l'sukkah. But more than a kebetza of bread, you're not allowed to. So that's what some Rishonim say. You see from the Gemara that a kebetza is achilas keva. Others say, no. The Gemara says kibbeitza is mutar, it's achilas aroi. Yosem kibbeitza is called achilas keva. So that's why in Shulchan Aruch there are 3 different opinions. How much bread do you have to eat in order to be called Sudas Yontif? You have to eat achilas keva. So some say kibbeitza, some say yosem kibbeitza. And the accepted opinion is kazayis. Accepted opinion is kazayis. That doesn't say anywhere that the Sudas Yontif has to be achilas keva. It can be even an achilas aroi. The Mishnah Lamed Hey Yomid Aleph tells you the 5 different grains that are acceptable to bake matzahs from them. And the Mishnah says if you have oat matzahs and you have barley matzahs and you have wheat matzahs, you can eat a little bit from this one, from that one, the other one. It's start from the kazais. You can have 1/5 of a kazais from one, 1/5 of a kazais from the other one. It's all sheim echad. All sheirem shavim, shmasim shav, it's all mitzar from zeim zeh. Then the Mishnah has the same thing on Lamed Tesa Meral. The Mishnah lists off 5 different vegetables that are acceptable for moror. Then the Mishnah says, mitzar from the kazais. If you have a little bit from one, a little bit from the other, then mitzar from the kazais. There's a strange rush on Perek Arbe Psochim, where the rush sort of is raising a question. Do you really have to eat a kazayis of morer? So the Rosh comes to the conclusion, it's all in 2 lines. He doesn't ask a question, give an answer. gives the whole, he presents the whole answer together. He says, yes, you need a kazayis of maror because we say a bracha, shekadoshana b'mitzvah yisav v'tzivano al achilas maror, ein achila b'chusim kazayis. So it sounds like, in order that we shouldn't be a doibash korim, we said a bracha al achilas maror, so that's why you need a kazayis. So it's the whole Rosh is a pella. The Shagazari quotes the Rosh, and he says it's a pella. Why did they compose a nusach abroch alachilas mara? If minatari you don't need kazayis, they should have been misakan a nusach abroch al mitzvah smara and eat less than a kazayis. Then the Shagazari says, don't we usually sum ein achila b'chusa mikazayis? Doesn't say chumash. Amatzus amram yachluhu. It says you need achila. It says achila in connection with mara. So that, the latest farm point that kash is a mistake. Al matzus amram yachluhu refers back to the Korban Pesach. You should eat the Korban Pesach, achila means a kazayis of the Korban Pesach, in conjunction with matzah mar. Who says that you need a kazayis of matzah, kazayis of mar? That you need a kazayis of matzah, that's correct. The Mishnah says, how did the Mishnah know? Because it says, ba'erev toch lematzah. So we assume even bizman hazeh, where there's no hachshere de pischa, you still need a kazayis of matzah. Okay, but who says, but mar, bizman hazeh is only the Rabbanon. Mar, according to the Rambam, never existed as a mitzvah, bifnei atzmo. Never existed as an independent mitzvah. It's only Hechsheva the Pischa. Even as Man Abayis never existed according to the Ram as an independent mitzvah. Tosa disagrees with the Ram. Tosa holds that Bisman Amigdush, even one who's Tommy B'derech Rechoiko, also has to eat more, even though he's not eating Korban Pesach. And the Mora is not Hechsheva the Pischa. So according to Tosa, Mora exists as an independent mitzvah. It's just that it's not Noig Bisman Azeh. It's only Deraisa Bisman Amigdush. Bisman Azeh, it's only Azechel Amigdush. But the Ramam holds. He writes both in the Sefer HaMitzvahs as well as in the Mishnah Torah. He writes explicitly, he's not going to count Mora as a separate mitzvah. Never existed as a separate mitzvah. It's only B'Torah Sechshev de Pischa. And it's only Noig B'Zman Abayis, Min HaTorah. If you're eating Korban Pesach, if you live B'Zman Abayis and you're not eating, you're a Tomei B'Derech HaChok, you're not eating Korban Pesach, so there's no mitzvah to eat the Mora. There's no such mitzvah. So the Rambam... so the Rambam never has a mitzvah of Achilas Mora. So the question, need a kazayis or not? So that's what the Rosh raises the issue. They need a kazayis. So the Rosh sounds like he's answering, since we say bracha al achilas maror, so therefore we have to have a kazayis, because ain't achila b'chusim b'kazayis. So that's what the Shagasari says. So they were matriachas midirabbanon, because they composed the nusach abracha al achilas. Why didn't they say abracha al mitzvahs maror? So you wouldn't have to eat a kazayis. It's a pella dikei Rosh. So the achrayim all work hard to try to explain pshat in the Rosh. Rav Soloveitchik had a pshat. Some achrenim have this pshat. That bizman amigdosh, the Rosh knew that you need a kazayis. That's the Mishnah on the Aflama test. The Rosh is asking bizman hazeh that the Mora is only zechel amigdosh. So what's the nature of the mitzvah? Is it that zechel amigdosh is what motivated the Chachamim to reinstitute the mitzvah of Mora? So just like bizman amigdosh, you needed a kazayis. It's correct, it's true. The Chumash never uses the verb achila in connection with the Mor. It says, Amatzah Samaram Yachlu, the Korban Pesach. But it's self understood. You have to, not to look at the Matzah Mor, you have to eat it. And achila plus mikazais, even if the word achila doesn't appear in the Chumash. So, of course, it needed kazais, a Mor, Bizman Amigdash, but Mor was there, I said. So the Shaila only, the Rosh, the Shaila only was Bizman Azeh. The Mora, the Gemara says, is only Zeichel HaMikdash. That's the Losh of the Gemara. Is that what motivated the Chachamim to introduce Mora? They introduce it as a mitzvah Mora, just like Bizman HaMikdash? Or no? Maybe it's only Zeicher. Maybe the whole thing is only Zeicher. Let's say, according to Rav Loza Rav Tzorek, that Charoy says is a mitzvah. So the Rambam in the Mishnah Torah paskens like Rav Loza Rav Tzorek, and nonetheless, no bracha is recited. How come no bracha is recited? So the Chokyankiv quotes from the Oruch, whenever you do something, we don't say a bracha on Zecher l'migdash kehilo. Why not? He says, whenever you're doing something only l'zecher, so you don't say any bracha. There's a whole explanation why, but we don't need the whole explanation. So that's the Rosh's suffix. Moreb is banned, it says only the Rabbanon, Zecher l'migdash. Zecher l'migdash, the reason why they reintroduced Moreb mid the Rabbanon, so just like Moreb deraisa needs kazais, Mora de Rabbanon needs kazayis, and maybe there is no mitzvah of Mora. Maybe it's only a mitzvah to make a zecher. It's only a zecher, so a zecher is sufficient with less than a kazayis also. So the Rosh says, not from the nusach habrocha, the fact that you say al achilas Mora. Even if you would have said al mitzvahs Mora, from the fact that there is a brocha, That's a haychacha, that it's a mitzvah mara midirabban. If it would have only been a mitzvah to make a zechel amigdosh, then you wouldn't have said a bracha at all. Not you wouldn't have said al achilis, you would have said al mitzvahs. You wouldn't have said a bracha at all. That's a Rav Soloveitchik against the kasha of the Shagasar. Shagasar, yes. Why were they matriachas? Why did they compose a bracha al achilos? They should have composed a bracha al mitzvahs. Would have been al mitzvahs, would have also required a gazais. The Rosh HaSofek only was bizman hazeh. What's the nature of the takona de rabbonim? So this is clear. You have to have a gazais of matzah, you have to have a gazais of maror. And bizman hamikdash, you have to have a gazais of korban pesach. Yeah.
Lulav,
yeah.
But we
yeah.
make a bracha.
Oh, so the Gemara has a machlokes whether you say bracha or not. So the Gemara says, the simple reading of the Gemara Sukkah, whether you say bracha, lulav kol shiva is only midirabban and zeichel amikdash. So the Gemara has a machlokes. So the way the Bavli presents it, the machlokes is, do you say bracha on a mitzvah midirabban? Then the Gemara says, of course we do. We say a bracha when we light the Neres Chanukah. Shagrishana b'mitzvah yisav. The Gemara asks, v'hechan tzivana. The Gemara says, you say v'tzivana, even on a mitzvah d'rabbana. So you should say the bracha, even on lulav kol shiva, even though it's only d'rabbana. The Sfasemis points out, on that Gemara Sukkah, there would have been room to distinguish, to say that lulav kol shiva is only a zecha l'migdosh. If it's only zecha, maybe that doesn't require a bracha. So the Gemara came to the conclusion, not so, that you do say a bracha, that it's not a mitzvah of Zechel HaMikdash. Zechel HaMikdash is what motivated the Chachamim to make a mitzvah that you have to shake a lulav kol shiva. Zechel HaMikdash is the motivation to introduce lulav, and the mitzvah is lulav. But there would have been room to distinguish that Ner Chanukah is a mitzvah midrabban. And one could have argued the point and said, the other opinion in the Gemara, you don't say a bracha on lulav kol shiva, could be they agree that you do say a bracha on Chanukah, but you don't say a bracha on lulav kol shiva because it's only a mitzvah of Zecher. And we paskin know that it's a mitzvah of lulav kol shiva, not just a mitzvah of Zecher. Correct?
Could it be that lighting the menorah is also a little bit of Zecher?
Could be. That could be. Okay. Possibility. So the Gemara quotes a machlokes Hillel and the Chachamim. How do you read the pasuk that says by Pesach Sheni, Amatzah Semrav Yochluhu? You should eat the Korban Pesach in conjunction with the Matzah and the Mar. So we started explaining it that the Gemara has a klal on the mitzvah of Achila, that Osi Dvar Hoshus and Mevatal Dvar Mitzvah, eating food, all the animals eat food, people eat food all year long, Nachrim eat food, that's not a mitzvah. So how can you elevate eating of food on Pesach night to the level of a mitzvah? So the Gemara says you have to eat it alone. If you eat it with a Dvar Hoshus, you're chewing something else in your mouth, let's say shmir on jam, on the matzah, a lot of jam, the osi dvar shus, umavatal dvar mitzvah. So it pulls down the whole level of the achilas on matzah, the whole thing is considered dvar shus. So then the Gemara has a machlokes hatanaim. What if you're eating the matzah and the mora together, Pesach and matzah mora together, you say all three are mitzvahs, so that's fine, we say umavatal zuazu, only dvar shus pulls it down the level of shus. So maybe I should say, all the mitzvahs are sort of in competition with each other. From the perspective of the mitzvah matzah, the other mitzvahs don't exist. From the perspective of the mitzvah of Mora, the other mitzvahs don't exist. So just like Asi Dvar Rishus, and Mavatal Dvar Mitzvah pulls it down to the level of Dvar Rishus, and maybe mitzvahs also. So bottom line, you look in the Gemara, with the Rishonim, there are three opinions. There are only two Tanoim. But there are two Pshat, and what the Machlokes HaTanoim was, so the bottom line, there are three opinions. One opinion is that you have to eat all three together, Pesach, Matzah, Mor. One opinion is you have to eat each one separately. And the Rambam paskins that it's optional. If you want, you can eat all together. If you want, you can eat separately. So I mentioned the other day that it's a machlokes, the Rambam, two girsas. The Rambam girsa is different from everybody else. The Rambam girsa was that the only discussion was on the Matzah and the Mor. Nobody ever ate Pesach, Matzah, Umar, or all three together. Rambam always has to eat the Korban Pesach separately. Ram has that charoises is a mitzvah, so he dipped the carpets into charoises, he dipped the matzah into charoises, and he dipped the mor into charoises. Charoises is a mitzvah, everything should be dipped in, except the Korban Pesach. Korban Pesach you don't dip in, Korban Pesach you eat separately. And even if you want to eat it, the kricha achas is only the matzah and the mor, Korban Pesach you eat separately. That's the Rambam. And the standard gear says, kachaya oise hilo, oikarach pesach matzah mor, veuch biyachad lakai mashana matzah mam yachlu. So the Mordechai, on the very last page in Pesachim, Mordechai is bothered with a kasha the Beis Avliya is only machzik a kebetza. The Gemara says that if oichel is mekabel tumah, it can only be metami achem, can only transmit the tumah if you have a minimum volume of a kebetza. If you have less than a kebetza, not metami achem. Why? Because the pasuk says mekol haoichel asher yeyochel kol mashke sheishas b'chol kli yitma. So yitma means letami acherim, it has to be oichel asher yeyochel. How much is the Beis Avliya machzik? How big a chunk of food can you swallow at one time without choking? So the Gemara says a kebetza. Beis Avliya is machzik kebetza. So that's pshat in the pasuk that oichel kebetza is metami acherim. The Rabbi Natam Shita all over Shas says oichel pachas me kebetza is only mekabel tumim midirabbanan. Machlokes Rashi and Rabbi Natam. Rabbi Natam interprets a lot of Gemaras like that. That the pasuk goes kol echal shechem kol mashke shal yitma. It's mekabel tumim. Not only the tami acherim. Rashi holds not so. Rashi holds tumah satzman is menatari even if it's less than a kebetza. The tami acherim you need a kebetza. So the mordechai is bothered with the kasha. If you korech pesach matzah mora kazais pesach kazais matzah kazais mora, so you have three kazaisim. How can and he assumes that a kebetza is only two kazaisim. That's a question of Rishonim. We're talking about a beitza beinanis and zayis beinanis. So how big is a zayis beinanis? How big is a beitza beinanis? It's very unclear. Which is a beitza beinanis? As I said, we never see small eggs. We never see average size eggs. They make mayonnaise out of them. We only see, when I was a little boy, the eggs used to be smaller. But now the mayonnaise industry is much bigger. And now and they sell to bakers, they sell to restaurants, they sell jars full of cracked open eggs. So in the kitchen, in the restaurant, they don't have to crack open the eggs, so they save a lot of time by that. So they only sell, in the store, they only sell us large eggs or jumbo eggs. A Beit HaBeinan is much smaller than the one that we get from the store. So the Mordechai is assuming that a beitza is two kazaisim. So how can you eat all three bevasachas? Kazais Pesach, kazais Matzah, kazais Mor bevasachas. Beis Avliya is not machzik so much. So he comes up with a chiddush. He says that Beis Avliya is not machzik if it's one chunk, it wasn't chewed up, it wasn't granulated. But if you chew three kazaisim in your mouth, then you are able to swallow all the three bevasachas. Because it's all granulated. That is possible. So the Magen Avraham is bothered with a kasha. Magen Avraham quotes, I think, in Shulchan Aruch Hadeshet, is bothered with a kasha. Who says that you have to swallow everything but vasachas? If you swallow Torah de'achilas pras, everything is maturah yachad. So why does the Mordechai assume that you're swallowing three kezesim of vasachas? So it would appear from the Mordechai that even though the Gemara says Torah de'achilas pras is mitstarfim, that's mitzvah shalav b'shleim musa, but really b'shleim musa is to swallow everything bli achas mamish. Like the Magen Avraham had a diuk that the Gemara says if you drink roif kais, so ruba kukula says the ruba kukula is only b'di'evid. More correct is to drink kol akos based on the Gemara of the first daf and the second parak of the chulin, that l'chatchila, maybe even l'chatchila derais, you have to have kula. You shouldn't rely on ruba kukula. So here also, it would appear from the Mordechai that this din, that tochid achilas pas is mitztarf yachad, is only b'di'evit shalob b'shleim musa, the mitzvah b'shleim musa to swallow everything b'vasachos. So that's why they say in Shulchan Aruch, when you chew the matzah, you should chew a kazayis, chew, and then try to swallow everything b'vasachos. It's a little strange. So they quote the name Rab Chaim, he disagreed with this Magen Avraham Shem Chum Sadesh. He said, if you're eating matzah, that it's mitzvah tok d'achilas pras, that's good l'chatchila. If you want to be mitzvah three different things together, Pesach, matzah, maror, so there is no halacha l'moshe misin of tokeh de'achilas pras. So there you have to have mamish b'vasachas. But we don't have that. We just have it by korach. We're making a zecha l'migdash kil. We have it by korach. We don't have the pesach. We just have the matzah and the mar. So if you want to be mitzarf two different things together, it's a mar, then it has to be mamish b'bli achas. You wouldn't say tokeh de'achilas pras would be mitzarf. But to eat matzah alone, to eat mar alone, there's nothing wrong if you pause a little bit as long as it's Tokta Achilas Pras. That's how they quote B'Shem Rab Chaim. He didn't think that the Magen Avraham was correct. He thought that Tokta Achilas Pras is a din l'chatzila, not only a din b'di'evit. Yeah, how do we paskin? Do we paskin? So, when you look at the Mordechai doesn't say exactly what I said over his name. The Mordechai is bothered with Akasha. How can you eat Kazayis? He says, how can you eat kazayis matzah, kezayis moror and a kezayis of charesis bevasachas. What happened to the korban pesach? So they cross it out. They cross out the word kezayis charesis, and they put all of these corrections that are, they put in parentheses, they correct the, what's wrong, they put in brackets what's right. This is all hagos ha-ramah. That's what he says in the first page of the Mordechai, every mesichta. In the days of the Ramah, they didn't have a Shulchan Aruch. It was printed during the lifetime of the Ramah. They used to give shir on the Mordechai. So the Ramah was Magia. So one of the Talmidim of the Ramah recorded all this. So the Ramah is the one who corrected it over here. So they're working on the assumption that it's a misprint. He probably meant, yes, Pesach Matzah Mor. It could be that the Mordechai held like the Rambam, that you eat the Pesach separately. Nobody ever ate the Pesach together with the Matzah and the Mor. The Ramah can't conceive of Kazayis Chayroises. The Ramah and the Darkei Moshe also makes fun. There are some Rishayim who say, late Rishayim, early Achayim who say, that just like you're not allowed to eat Matzah, and Erev Pesach, they shech Matzah L'Teyoven, so too you shouldn't eat any fruits that are going to be included in the charoses on Erev Pesach, the shiach al charoses l'tayoven. So the Ramah says, what are they talking about? Who eats charoses? You dip the mor into the charoses, then you have to shake it off. If you're going to leave charoses on the mor, or say dvar hoshus, mevatal dvar mitzvah, there's no mitzvah even with the rabbanon to eat charoses. That's what the Ramah writes in the Darkei Moshe. He says, he doesn't know what they're talking about. There's such a meaning not to eat fruits on Erev Pesach that you're going to use for charoses. How can it be? How can it be? There is no mitzvah to eat charoses, but if there were, there was a small group of Rishonim who thought that, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Tzaddik, charoses mitzvah means not only to dip the mor into the charoses, but it's a mitzvah to eat a kezayis of charoses. So it could well be that the Mordechai reads well the way it says, without agos agro, without agos haramo, that you have to have kezayis matzah, kezayis moror, and a kezayis of charoses, because charoses mitzvah midi rabbanon. That's what he's asking the kasha. The Ramah corrected it. It should say Kazayis Pesach, Kazayis Matzah, Kazayis Mor, and he threw out the Kazayis Charos. Okay, that's on the last page in the Mordechai. I'm Psochim. You have the old gears and you have the corrected gears. In the first Mishnah, Perikah with Psochim, so the Mishnah says you shouldn't begin the Seder at Shetechshach. So Tosfos has a comment that even though the Gemara says in Brochas and Daf Chav Zayin, Rav Tzodesh al Shabbos Be'erev Shabbos, Rav was Mekabel Shabbos early, after Plaga Mincha, and the Gemara has the suffix, did he recite Kiddush or not? The Gemara says, yes, he did recite Kiddush. If he recite Kiddush, means you have to have Kiddush Mamakam Suda. That means that he started the meal. Did he finish the meal? Are you Yotzi the whole meal, Bezman Tosefes Shabbos? That's 2 days in the Tosefos here in the opening Mishnah. So one opinion is, the Taz quotes this, you should be Machmer, that even if you Mekabel Shabbos early in the summertime and you make Kiddush when the sun is still shining and you have Yamotzi when the sun is still shining, but you should wait till after Tzeisa Kochav and the meal should go so long, you should try to be medakdik to have a Kazayis of Chalo or Kebetza, Yisim Kebetza, whatever you're supposed to have for the Suda Shabbos, we make all Kazayis. Make sure you have a Kazayis of Lechem at the end of the meal after Tzeisa Kochav. The other opinion is no. The other opinion of Tosfos, most people are not makbid about that. You can eat the whole meal and bench when the sun is still shining. You can finish eating the whole meal with bodyum. So Tosfos says, even though on a regular Shabbos and Yom Tov, that would be acceptable to be Mekabel Shabbos early and to make Kiddush early and to have Kiddush Malkum Suda, to have Amoitzi and to bench, finish everything before the sun sets during this month of Tosefes. But on the El Pesach, he can't do that because the Pesach says, for Erev Tochla Matzahs, means balayla. It's not enough that it's the beginning of Kedushas Hayom. So that's the way the Shulchan Aruch quotes. They quote the Tosfos. The Tosfos HaRosh there in Brachas on Daf Chav Zayin disagrees. He says, not so. You can even eat the Korban Pesach. If you're Mekabel Yom Tov early, you can eat the Korban Pesach, Matzah, everything. You can finish eating everything when the sun is still shining, knowing this mind of Tosefos. So if a person really has a big Shas HaTchak, so then the Mekel on this, when the boys used to go to Russia before communism collapsed years ago, they used to go to Russia, they used to make Siddurim for the people. So that if they're going to start to say there at 9:30 at night, after Tzeis Kacham, no one's going to show up. So as it is, it wasn't so easy to convince the people they should come. So they used to make Yom Tov early, they used to make the whole Seder, said all the brachas, everything for the people, and they gave a whole meal. And after everybody went home, then they made their own Seder. Then they said Kiddush again for themselves, because they went machmer, like it says in Shulchan Aruch, that you're not Yotzei during this man of Tosefes. You have sometimes an old age home, the people just can't stay up so late. They're going to fall asleep if you're going to start to say the Tetzeser Kochon. So if you have a big Shas HaTrach, you have no choice. So you have to rely on the Rosh to have the whole Seder Mibod Yom. You have to be Mekabel Yontif early. One chaplain in an old age home told me the problem, so I said, maybe start with Chad Gadya and the Piyutim at the end, Echad Miyodev. So he calls me up on Chalamot, he said, he solved this problem. He started singing all the Piyutim for the end at the beginning until it was Seisach Kohom, and then he made Kiddush. The people started, they had to start Mibod Yom, they had to start. Once they started, so they remained awake and they stayed awake till the whole Haggadah was over. If that solves your problem, so you shouldn't violate what Tyson says.
In the summertime, should we optimally have Zayas after Tyson? Is that the idea?
The Taz recommends that you should be choshish for that opinion. Since there are two opinions on Tyson, the Taz recommends it, yes. I mentioned that a couple of years ago I was a guest in there's a yeshiva in East Berlin. They call it Hildesheim Seminary. Before the war, Hildesheim Seminary was in Berlin. And then they killed everybody. So that was the end of the seminary. So after the war, years after the war, they started a yeshiva for Russian Jews. The official spoken language in the yeshiva is English, because the Russian yeshiva is British. And there's a girls' seminary a few blocks away also. The head of the girls' seminary is also British, so the official language is English. But all the students, most of the students are Russians. So they speak Russian. So they had boys there. By the time I came, there were boys there who had started learning Chumash and Gemara, and they could already learn Gemara and read the Shulchan Aruch and the Chazon Ish. They can already tell you how to pass on the Shaila. That was fantastic. The year before they invited me, Rabbi Sabalovsky was there. He participated in the Chagah Smicha. They gave Smicha to a couple of people. Rabbi Aaron Troy, Chanuch Aaron Troy, is officially the Rosh Yeshiva there. He lived in London. Now he retired. He lives in Herzliya after the year. He officially gave the Smicha there. So the year before Rabbi Sabalovsky was there, then they invited him to come again the year after. For 1 week, they invited me to come the week after him. So I remember on Friday night, I was eating there, so the Shkia was doomsday, the middle of the night. And the Tzeis HaKrov and Bein HaShmoshes was an hour Bein HaShmoshes. So I remember on Friday afternoon, they davened Mincha, then I gave a Shkia for an hour. Then they davened Ma'ariv, the sun was still shining. Then they made Kiddush and Amoitzi, the sun was still shining. Then I saved over the little challah to the end, and all the students were eating. And then the Rabbeim are from Eretz Yisrael. They go back to see their wives once a month or whatever, once every couple of weeks. So the other Rebbe who was sitting next to him, who was on turn that Friday night, Toranut, who eats with the Talmidim, he also left over a little challah to the end. And then all the Bochum, I didn't think it was in my place to tell him, it's not my yeshiva. I'm only a guest of it. I didn't tell him anything, but I thought it was in his place. He didn't tell him anything. So at the end of the meal, the Bochum see the way both of us are eating challah then. So he walked over and he asked, why do we eat challah then? So we told him because we wanted to satisfy that opinion. So that time is why didn't they tell him in advance? I didn't think it was my place to tell him. But that's what the Taz says. More correct is to be machma like that opinion at Tosfos, that even when you make Kiddush early in the summertime, you should leave over a kazayis of challah to eat it at the end of the meal. So that's the Tosfos on the beginning over here. B'dikas chometz, we always assume is a mitzvah midrabbanan. It's not a din minat Torah. The Gemara says the rekulis in b'dikas chometz because midraisa bebitul bi'alma sagi. So b'dikah is only midrabbanan. So that's why if a katan tells us that he did the b'dikah, him nu rabbanan midrabbanan. Katan doesn't have that money, but on b'dikas chometz, since it's only midrabbanan, say him nu rabbanan midrabbanan. So on that Gemara, there's a big machlokes of Rishonim. What do you mean, B'dikas Chametz Rabban? So in the Shulchan Aruch, they quote, there is an opinion in the Rishonim that B'dikas Chametz is the Raisa, Kozman, you weren't Mevatel Chametz. Mid-Raisa, B'bitel, B'yal-Masag, if you're Mevatel, then B'dikas is only Mid-Rabban. But if you weren't Mevatel, then somehow B'dikas is the Raisa. Where does it say B'dikas Chametz in the Chumash? How can you say that B'dikas Chametz is the Raisa? How can it be? That's an opinion that has prominent mention, given honorable mention in the Shulchan Aruch, that B'dikas Chametz Raisa calls man Yenat Mevatel. So Rav Soloveitchik thought that it's based on a parallel to Biur Avodah Zarah, that there's a din, you have to destroy V'baratem Masechem, how to say, Masechosem Tisrif Vaish, Psila Lehem Tegadem, you have to destroy trees that are, you have to destroy Avodah Zarah. So the din of bir avodah zarah to destroy avodah zarah applies both in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutz Lortz. But in Eretz Yisrael, it's more chomer than in Chutz Lortz. In Chutz Lortz, if I buy a house and everything is mine and there's avodah zarah in the house, then I have to destroy the avodah zarah. And I'm chayv to go to the church down the block and destroy the avodah zarah in the church. But in Eretz Yisrael, if it's Yad Yisrael Takifa, unfortunately it's not. If it would have been Yad Yisrael Takifa, we have an obligation to destroy all the avodah zarah in Eretz Yisrael. So this is a shaila, this din, abeti abdun, the skala becomes shabdu shamagai misaleim alaharim, etc. The Gemara says, b'chutz loretz, ein etzorch, you're not mechuyev to be search out the avodah zarah. In Eretz Yisrael, you have to be baidik. You have to go search out where the avodah zarah is and to destroy it. So you see that there is an inyan that bedike is considered sometimes in Eretz Yisrael. Bedika is considered an integral part of the mitzvah bir avodah zarah. Here also there's a mitzvah bir chametz. You have to destroy the chametz. So that's what a small group of Rishonim think, that bedika, kozman, you weren't mevatel the chametz. So the bedika is the haschalas hamitzvah of the bir chametz. So that's why there's a, the Ran quotes such an opinion that the bedika's chametz is their ice.
Why am I to go to the Israel Museum in Yerushalayim, it's like full of avodah zarah? What do you do if you go to one of these museums?
You're not permitted to display any interest in avodah zarah. You can go to the museum, but you shouldn't study the avodah zarah. You should study other things.
And if we have a fear to like destroy them?
Our God is a jealous God. Kel kana Hashem. So just like sometimes a woman is very jealous, she doesn't want her husband talking to any other women. Or a man is jealous, he doesn't want his wife to talk to any other men. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is jealous. He doesn't have interest in any avodah zarah. Kel kan Hashem. He doesn't want us to display any interest in avodah zarah. So you're not supposed to visit a church. And if you visit a museum, you're supposed to walk away from the avodah zarah. You're not supposed to display any interest. Yep.
What about a mosque? Same thing?
For us, that's the equivalent of avodah zarah. Yeah, a mosque, Islam is monotheistic, so they don't really worship avodah zarah. But if a Jew would convert to Islam, that would be the equivalent of avodah zarah. Because the Muslims claim that when Muhammad came upon the scene, so he released everybody from observing all the 613 mitzvahs, just like the Christians claim. That after Osoish came on the scene, so he relieved everyone from observing all the mitzvahs satur. So if a Jew will convert to Christianity or convert to Islam, what he's saying in effect is that the kfira, that the mitzvahs are not binding anymore. So for us, see, there's a din in Shulchan Aruch based on the Gemara of Avodah Zarah. You're not permitted to convert a church into a shul because it's Moas Lagavai. It was used to Avodah Zarah. But if it was a mosque that was only used for a monotheistic Islam religion, so that you're permitted to convert a mosque into a shul. Some of the, not all the Christians believe in the Trinity. Some of them only believe in... Some of them are theistic. Some only believe in one God, the invisible God, and they think that Yoshka was a prophet or whatever. So that's the same as Islam. That's that it's only a Novi Asheker. It's not really Avodah Zarah. But as far as we're concerned, all any other religion, even if it's a monotheistic religion, it's apikursus as far as we're concerned.
So would be us to take a class on like comparative theology?
It's prohibited to display any interest in anything that has to do with avodah zarah, unless the person is going to need it. Has to be in the rabbinate, and he has to deal with the priests. So he has to know. He has to talk intelligently to the priests. So then he has to study something. But if it's lahavin alharis, then it's mut. But it's not lahavin alharis. Most Jews in America know more about Christianity because you read the New York Times when it comes Easter. When it comes to holiday, Kratzmach, December 25th, everybody reads about it. So we know more about Avodah Zarah than they're of the Avodah Zarah. They don't read the Times. We read it. So we know too much about Avodah Zarah. Gemara has a lashon. One Avodah Zarah has an expression. Yisrael shebechutz lartz of the Avodah Zarah b'taharahim. The Jews who live in chutz lartz are all worshipping Avodah Zarah b'shegeg. They don't really realize it. We participate in their Avodah Zarah holidays all the time. Yeah. We have an institution of Chiras Chametz, which was begun in the 1800s, and the days of the Gemara, they never had Mechiras Chametz. The Tosefta has Mechiras Chametz. A fellow's traveling by boat a long trip by boat, and he has to bring along kosher food. They don't have catered kosher food. So he brings along his own food, so he has bread that is not going to get stale. So what's he going to do when it comes to Pesach? He's going to throw it all into the ocean. So what's he going to eat after Pesach is over? So the Tosefta says, let him sell a chametz to one of the Goyish people on the boat, and after Pesach is over, he'll buy it back from the Goy. That's on the assumption, like we learned yesterday, on the assumption that the din is like Reb Shimon, that chametz over all about Pesach is only a penalty mid the Rabbanon, only also if it's chametz shel Yisrael, who violated by Rabbi Matzah. Chametz shel Nochri is not also about Nochri. Yeah, that's the way we paskin. According to Reb Yudah, chametz over about Pesach is an Yisrael deraisa, even chametz shel Nochri Shavala Pesach would also be also. So we pass like Reb Shimon, Chemtzah Shal Nachri is Mutter, but as a, the Tosefta only has it for the fellow who is traveling by boat and he has no Brera. Yeah, when did they institute it as on such a big scale? So the Nesivis has a collection of Tshuvas. His name was Rav Yankif Lorberbaum, was his second name. Nobody knows. He has descendants who sit in Lan Chosh Mishput with Nesivis in Eretz Yisrael. His tshuva is called Nachlas Yaakov. So the first tshuva was sent to the rabbi in Buchoch. Buchoch is a big city in Galicia. The rabbi in Buchoch was complaining why the Nesivis approved of the Mechiras Chametz. The Jewish farmers used to sell their cows to the next door neighbor, the Goyish next door neighbor, and they used to sell the Chametz to the next door neighbor also, and instruct the Goy that you should feed the cows. So the shaila was, this is a harama. In the normal course of events, you would be in violation of Bayur by Matzah. You have chametz in your possession. So you go, you're interested in selling the cow to the goy. For Pesach purposes, you don't want to violate Bayur by Matzah. You say, sell it to the goy. Then right after Pesach is over, you buy it back. You buy back the chametz, you buy back the cow. If you only sell the chametz to the goy, you're next to the neighbor, and yes, can please feed the cow. So it's my cow, I'm getting hanor from the chametz on Pesach. I'm asking the guy, please feed my cow chametz with Pesach. So I'm in violation. If the cow is not mine and the chametz is not mine, and the guy has the cow on his farm, and I tell him, please feed the cow chametz, that's like I'm giving the guy an Eitz HaTeiva on Shabbos. Why don't you go drive to the beach and have a good time? Or why don't you feed your cow chametz? It's healthier for the cow. That's permissible. I'm not getting any hanor from that. There's no Amirli Akum. I'm telling him the Teiva Satzma. So this was the large scale mechiras chametz for the farmers that they sold the cow with the chametz to the goy. This was approved by the Nesiv. This was the early 1800s, and the Rav Buchoch was unhappy. So he quoted a Yerushalmi in Maseches Ma'aseh Sheni. The perek begins with the words Ketze Marivim Ala Ma'aseh Sheni Levdosa Belo Chomesh. The Chomesh says at the end of Bukhukosai that when you pay the your own Ma'aseh Sheni, you have to be Ma'aseh Chaimish. Let's say the Ma'aseh Sheni is worth $1,000, so you have to give $1,250. Chaimish is 25% more. After you add it on, $1,250, the 250 is one fifth of the total amount. That's what we would call 25%, a quarter. The Chaimish calls it Chaimish. So the mission tells you, how can you do a harama? How can you do a stunt to be paid in the Ma'aseh Sheni and not give Chaimish? Because if you have it, what do you do with the money? You have to take the money to Yerushalayim. You have to stay for a long time to spend $1,000. You have to stay longer to spend $1,250 on food. He doesn't have so much time to spend in Yerushalayim. He has to go back home. So people want an Eitz HaTeiva. Ketzed Marimim Ala Ma'aseh Sheni Levdosa B'lo Chomesh. So the Mishnah works on the assumption that you can't be Makne Ma'aseh Sheni to somebody else because Ma'aseh Sheni Mama Gavoya. So it's not yours to be Makne. But the money I can be Makne. So I'll give you, you're my next neighbor, I'll give you $1,000, and it's yours. And then no strings attached. If I give you $1,000 and I say, I'm only giving it to you, you should be paid in my shame, then it's my $1,000. So I have to be Moshe Chemish, I give it to you, no strings attached. You may decide to keep it. You won't give me back the $1,000, and you won't use the $1,000 to be paid in the Moshe Sheni. So I have to have an extra neighbor whom I trust. Okay. So I give him the $1,000, and when he's paid, he's a stranger, he's an outsider. He's paid in the Moshe Sheni without giving any additional chomesh. So that's the Mishnah. Ketzem Arimim Ala Ma'aseh Sheni Levdosa B'lo Chomesh. You give the $1,000 to the neighbor, to a friend of yours, with no strings attached, and he'll be paid, and then you don't need chomesh. So the Yerushalmi says, the here and only here, this is one only case where the halacha permits harama, because the pasuk says, Ki Yivarechecha Hashem Alokecha. It says, if you had a bountiful year, and so much tvua grew, you have so much Ma'aseh Sheni, that it'll be prohibitive, it'll be so expensive to transport everything to Yerushalayim to eat it there, it's too much, then the Torah gives you a break. You can be paid with tzata kesef yedecha, be paid on to kesef, and take the money to Yerushalayim. Money is good. If you take all the food, it'll be truckloads full. Take the money, be one little wallet full of the money. Take the money to Yerushalayim, and you buy baka b'tzon v'yayin v'sheicher. So since the pasuk says, Ki yivarechecha Hashem alakecha, it's you had such a bountiful year because the Baruch Shalom gave you a bracha. So since it says the Baruch Shalom gave you a bracha, so implicit is, try to do as many stunts as possible to save your money. So that's why here and only here that we permit you to do a rama to be paid in the Maaseh Sheni B'Lechem. So he confronted the Nesivas. He said, how can you permit a rama from the Chiras Chametz? If the Rishami says this is the only case, will we permit a rama? So the Nesiva says, we don't pass from like the Rishami, because the Babli and the Gittin talks about Pidya Maaseh Sheni without giving Chaimish, and the Babli never says a word about that. It sounds like it's had to Gomer, that you don't restrict it. The Pashtus is, there's a 5-volume biography of the Chazon Ish that used to be popular years ago. Now nobody has time to read 5 volumes, called Pe'er Ador. So they write that years ago, when the Chazon Ish first came to Eretz Yisrael, he was very opposed to the Het HaMechira for the Shnas HaShmita, and he, together with several other Rabbanim, were always tumbling, encouraging the farmers that they shouldn't rely on the Het HaMechira. This year they had many more farmers than they thought, who decided for the first time not to rely on the Het HaMechira. And the government participated in giving several $1 million to the Keren HaShviyas to support these farmers for political reasons. Because they wanted to keep the price on some of the food down, so they didn't want to have so much food on the market. It was in the interest of the government that the people should observe Shemitah and they shouldn't have too much stuff. Like in America, they dump a lot of stuff in the ocean. The government subsidizes the farmers not to sell it on the market. So years ago, there was a Rabbi Mendelssohn from Kormen Miyut. He passed away a long time ago. His son is now the rabbi in Kormen Miyut. Son is also like the father. He's opposed to the Het HaMechira. So in the Pe'er Ador biography, they quote that people were discussing, why are you opposed to Het HaMechira for Shemitah, but you allow it for Chametz? Why is it different? So the Chazon Ish thought that what Rabbi Mendelssohn said was a very strong svara. He approved it. He said there's a difference. By Mechiras Chametz, we have a mitzvah of Tashbisu. We're going to fulfill a mitzvah. We leave over a little bit of Chametz, and we're going to destroy that Chametz. The fact that we sell 99% of the Chametz we sell, and we leave over a little bit, the selling of the 99% is to avoid Bal Yirah by Matzeh. We leave over 1%, and that we're going to destroy. So we're not doing a harama to pater ourselves from a mitzvah. We're doing a harama not to violate a loy says. But the harama on Shnas HaShmita is a harama to avoid fulfillment of a mitzvah says. True, there is a mitzvah loy says also. Sot chalei sizra, karma chalei sizmar. But there's a mitzvah says, Shav Sahar Shabbos Lashem. The farmer who owns a field has a mitzvah to leave it fallow. So that's not right. We're going to sell it to a goy. In the normal course of events, he wouldn't be selling it to a goy. He wants to own the field himself. So he's doing a harama to pater himself from a mitzvah saseh. So that's a taisuning of Bechoris. Taisa talks about with a goy when and if a female cow is about to give birth for the first time, 50-50 chance, maybe a zacha, maybe in a keva. If it's a zacha, it has a kedushas korban, so you can't eat it till it gets a mum. Then you have to give it to the kohanim, matos kohuna. So is it permissible to be matal mum? Thank you very much. So there's a gemara that says that in the earlier years, Bizman Abayis, soon after the Bizman Abayis, one of the farmers made a shutvus with a goy in order to pater himself on the whole Eisek of Bechor Behem Torah, and he was punished, and Kol HaChevos, all of his animals died. He was punished by Hashemayim. We're not allowed to use such harum. So Tosfos says, we do it all the time. In Europe, we encourage the farmers to do this. How come we encourage them? The Gemara says, you'll be punished if you do it. So Tosfos says, it's a difference. Zman HaZeh, we don't have the ability to fulfill a mitzvah of being makariv the bechor in the Beis HaMikdash. We don't have a Beis HaMikdash, so we don't have that mitzvah. We have a mitzvah to give it to the Kohanim, but the Kohen won't be able to eat the bechor till it develops some make the mum. It may take years and years till the mum is going to develop, and calls man that you didn't shecht it. There's a lav le'savah b'v'chor sherech v'le'sogah b'chor tzenech. Not allowed to use the behemah to gain any benefit, to make the behemah work for you. So we make a shut v'zakum to relieve us of the din of b'chor behemah Torah, because we're afraid someone's going to violate the Yisurim. What motivates us to do this haram is because we're afraid someone's going to violate an aveira. So that's fine. But in the earlier generations, they had a different way to avoid a violation of the Yisurim. They had the ability to make a mum before the Vlad was born. Today, Tosfos says we don't know how to do that. But the Gemara says they would put a knife inside the rechem of the mother cow, they'll be able to be matal mum without harming the Vlad, able to make a slight mum. So Tosfos says, if you make a shut v'sakim to pata you from the mitzvah of matas kuhuna, then you should give the chor behema Torah to the kohen. That's not proper. If the motivation to do the haram is to pata yourself from a mitzvah, you'll be punished for that. But if the motivation to do the shut v'sakim is in order to avoid violation of an avera, then it's recommended, then it's commendable, then it's the proper thing to do. So that's what this Rav Mendelsohn distinguished. He said, when you do a mechiras chametz, we sell 99% of the chametz, but 1% we save, and we're going to burn that, so we're going to fulfill the mitzvah of tashbis. It's not a fat mitzvah. If you burn 100 pounds of chametz, burn 1 pound of chametz, it's the same kiyum mitzvah. Burn the last bit of chametz that you have. You become the mitzvah of tashbisu. So our selling of the 99% of the chametz is in order not to violate Bal Yiroyah, and that amount of chametz. Masheni Ken, if you sell, even if you hold that head to mechira is valid, most of the poskim hold that it doesn't even help, that the dinim don't change. But even if one were to adopt that position, the Hetta Mechira does help, and the laws of Shemitah don't apply, but that's a harama to pati yourself from observing a mitzvah. So that, Taisa says, is improper. Okay, Lineta, tomorrow we will continue. Whoever's interested, I'm supposed to be giving a shiur downstairs at 1 o'clock, and in Yoni Pesach. Shiur lunch tomorrow, what time? 12 o'clock, in the classroom. Okay. What are we having? Good.
Okay. The only shiurim that they say today, like for the matzahs, that is, yeah. Torah, that's kezayis.
The matzahs kezayis, yeah.
So when they
Shavuot says two kezayis, should have one kezayis and the shleim.
Kezayis is certainly smaller because the eggs were smaller. So the eggs were smaller, the kezayis were smaller too.
Yeah.
So the half a matzah, half a big matzah.
So much more. Yeah. All right. So exactly.